Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. It's your boy, DJ Nothing Nice. Nothing Nice Radio. You already know what it is, man. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We started a little, made like a minute late. It was a minute late. I apologize. But it is what it is. You already know what it is, man. DJ Nothing Nice. Nothing Nice Radio. You already know we got, shout out to Good Times. I got to say the preliminaries. Got to say the preliminaries. Got everybody on me. Shout me out over here on Periscope. Shout out to everybody out there, too. But shout out to preliminaries. We'd like to say it's, of course, Good Times, Cigarellos. You know, your number one source for tobacco, you know what I'm saying? Those of you who can see me right now, I'm on my Periscope with the tobacco. If y'all want, you know, you guys are in the Florida area, you want me to, you know, come through, host a party with Good Times, let me know. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you that information later on. You know, of course, shout out to Make It Magazine. Make It a Magazine. So those of you who can see in the back, right here in the back, you know, I know you can't see it right now, Miss Patricia, but, you know, I'm just doing a little promotion for both sides, you know, the visual and the audio. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, I know.
We're about to get to her. Yeah, I'm glad you agree with me. So I won't hear just dead silence. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry.
But, it's all good. But shout out to, like I said, mp3wax.com. We're going to get into this interview. But shout out to mp3wax.com. Shout out to Make It Magazine, BB&C, ENT, LLC, Nothing Nice Productions, LLC, and, of course, L&L Films. You know, LLC. You know, I have to get those preliminaries out. But first of all and foremost, shout out to all you listeners because you guys are the ones that always support me, you know what I'm saying, when I'm doing these interviews. So, you know, I'm just, you know, happy, excited. You know, it's almost Christmas time, Miss Patricia. You know, it's almost Christmas time. I'm in the Christmas mood, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just feeling a little nice today, you know what I'm saying? Like DJing at the nice, but just the nice part, you know, just for today. Just for right now, Miss Patricia, you know what I'm saying? Just for right now. But anyway, let's get into this industry news real quick. Your number one source for all news and music, man. If you need to get on there, man, MP3Wax, please. I know I say it over and over and over, but please, can you please just go to MP3Wax.com and see what I'm talking about, and you'll see as far as your videos, as far as you get your promo up and everything like that. But anyway, MP3Wax.com, industry news. I gotta school them sometimes. Pusha T featuring The Dream. MFTR, his single, his video is out. If you want to go on mp3wax.com and check it out, make sure you do that. Puff Daddy and the Family Facts, you know, he just, of course, he released his MMMMM mixtape. I heard he's doing very well with that. Also, the video of Cheddar the Connect featuring Kevin Gates and Skrilla whipping it up. You know what I'm saying? Whipping it up. You know, I don't know what they're whipping, but they're whipping it up. Also, John Legend, Under the Stars. So, you know what I'm saying, just go in there and check it out, man, and see what you like, you know what I'm saying, for real, because at the end of the day, it's all about your artist, you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to rush this through so we can get to this interview, because I know she has a certain amount of time on here. But first of all, go ahead and just introduce yourself, Miss Patricia.
Okay, well, my name's Carolina. I'm actually 20 years old, and I'm a mother of two. I'm a women's personal trainer, and I'm also an upcoming model.
Okay. So how long you been doing the personal training?
I actually just started training women as of 6 months ago.
Oh, brand new. Okay. Yes. So let me ask you this. You know, obviously you're an entrepreneur. You seem like an entrepreneur, you know, so far, yes. Before I go to the other questions. As far as women, matter of fact, let me do it like this because I got to do the devil's advocate. Okay, so who are you voting for? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? I got to do that since you're a woman. You know, so I got to say that.
I'm actually being honest. Well, of course, I'm not going for Donald Trump. So, but I'm not really
right,
too.
Obviously.
I haven't been listening and, you know, paying too much attention of all of that. So.
Oh, so it, are you voting? So
yeah.
Basically, you're not voting for Donald Trump, so you are going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, so, I'm, yeah. Yeah, so I'm definitely
look,
not going for him. I've seen the videos and stuff of him, so I'm definitely not on his side. So.
Okay. Look, I'm trying to pull it out you. It's okay. It's okay to be like, I'm noticing your head like, man, this dude is off the chain. He's high strung. I don't know what I'm about to say. Whatever. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to agree with him. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. On the personal training side, you know, I have to hit that because, you know, I'm thinking about doing some type of, you know, I need to do some, you know, something. With some kind of running and jumping and things like that. Because I did see this there was this jump rope thing I seen on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, different days.
Uh-huh.
You know, you do your training, like jump one day, 100, 200 the next, and 300, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I was trying it out. It was pretty good. So, you know, that's why I'm basically hitting the exercise first, and I'm going to hit the model side. Trust me. I got you on
uh-huh.
that. But so as far as what made you want to do that? What made you want to, you know, step out and say, you know what, I want to see people healthy?
Oh, well, because it was a struggle for me to actually get motivated and actually continue and stay on a track where I'm constantly working out. So I see everybody struggling as far as needing motivation, so I just decided to become that and help, you know, women that mainly my clients are women who have kids who want to get in shape and,
okay.
you know, that feel depressed and stuff like that. So I just like, since I was able to do it, I'm just a motivation to help other women to know they can be able to do it also.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, all right, that was good right there. You got me on stuck right there on that one. So, yeah, that was, I like to, you know, because I like to sit back and hear people, other people's stories. You know what I mean? That's why I like radio, because it's people like you that like to look out for other people. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of selfishness in this world. And when you come across people, you know, we had kids on here the other day, you know, teenagers, excuse me, that were activists and stuff like that. So, you know, with Nothing Like Radio, I like to give people a little bit of everything, especially knowledge. You know what I mean? Knowledge,
yeah.
And understanding. So, yeah, that was so deep. But anyway, all right. So let's talk about the model side. You know what I'm saying? What type of model? High fashion? You know, from the picture, it seemed like high fashion. You know, that's what
well,
it seemed
no,
like.
that recent shoot that I just did, that's the first time I ever did something like that. The normal stuff I do is more like men's magazines.
Okay.
Andre, urban modeling, stuff like that, and car modeling, tattoo modeling, that type of stuff.
Okay, cool. So what made you want to get into the modeling side of the house?
Actually, it was a lot of people just kept telling me, oh, you should model, and oh, I can see you in magazines, and oh, I can see you doing this. So it just kind of made me like, let me go ahead and try it and see, you know, how things go.
Right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So how long have you been doing that?
I've actually been doing modeling for 4 years, on and off for 4 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, since you're a vet in the game to me now when you said 4 years.
Yeah.
After you said a year, I'm like, all right. So let me ask you this. So what changes have you seen throughout the industry and your professional, which you've been doing for the last 4 years? Like, what has changed, you know what I mean? Because I know what's changed as far as on the music side, you know, but what do you think has changed? What do you think is still the same? What do you think is like, you're just like, man, whatever, you know what I mean? One thing
that I see a lot is like it's not a lot of people are really about business and very professional, because when it comes to modeling, you get a lot of the photographers who try to hit on you at the same time, so it's very hard as far
right.
as getting someone who strictly wants to see you come up and, you know, as a model, not as a piece of meat, basically, which is how a lot of these photographers
right.
and men are now in the industry, so. Mm-hmm.
Right. Some of them, I mean, no, you know,
some,
not all
yeah,
of them.
Not all of them, but a lot of them that I've seen that are out there, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I understand. That's why sometimes I pray I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing against women, but
uh-huh.
I'm glad. Like I'm like, God, thank you for making me a dude, because man,
right.
what y'all go through on a daily basis, yo. Whew,
okay,
man,
that'd
be
hard being a woman.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, shout out to all the women out there, you know, holding down the kids and everything like that, you know, because, you know, man, woman, and then I don't want to get into, I was about to say something, but I'm not going to get into that because I might offend somebody. But anyway, like I said, I personally don't ever want to become a woman. You know what I'm saying? I know there's
yeah.
surgeries and things out there. I'm trying not to get into that part over there, but it is what it is, man. You know, as long as the person's happy, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So where do you see your where do you see yourself, like your business, in about like 5 to 10 years from now? Both sides.
Well, I definitely see myself
yeah.
in a lot of magazines and signed with somebody big as far as modeling. Okay. And I plan on having at least, I'm really starting to have a plan to open up a gym and have training classes, like a women's gym, where it's nothing but women. Because
okay.
you know, a lot of women don't like to work out in front of men. You know,
right.
so I want
right.
to have all women's gym and women trainers and stuff like that. It's just an idea that I have. So I definitely
right.
see something like
right.
that happening, you know, 5 to 10 years from now.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So what about on the training side, you know, the other training side? I know you said about the modeling side, but.
But that's what I just said about opening up my own gym for women. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
So
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah. I thought that was. Look, I thought you was including that. Open your own gym so you can do your modeling around the whole gym. My bad. I apologize. Look, I'm thinking multi. I'm like, man, that's like a multi-million dollar plan. But yeah, that's yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So obviously you're in the Carolinas now, right?
Yes, I'm in Charlotte.
Okay, so is Cam Newton going to the Super Bowl? You know, so that's all I want to see. That's all I want to know. Is Cam Newton, is he going? Do you watch football? Or I'm sure, I know you dab or something.
No, but my husband does.
Okay.
No, but
I'm saying,
either,
look.
But, I'm listening.
So do you say, huh?
No, I'm listening to you.
Hello? Oh, no, I was about to say, so I know, so you're saying your husband does, so as a team, do you also support Cam?
I'm going to say yes.
See, now she's tripping, eh? Look, y'all, Periscope, you see, y'all here, right?
See, when he watches football, I just sit there and I cook dinner and let him watch the stuff, so I'm not a part of that.
Okay. Listen, I don't know because, you know, people are fanatics these days, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, don't talk about my team. I'm not talking about the team. I'm just saying how they go with. So, you know, it's serious. It's serious. Look, it's serious for real. That's how we do it on Nothing Nice Radio, man. You already know what it is, man. We just up here just asking random questions right now, you know, about the modeling trainer, Miss Carolina. So that's what she said, Carolina, you know, so I got it. That's what I got to use. So that's what she said, Carolina. All right. That's what's up. So let me ask you this. I gotta ask you. The modeling shows that, you know, obviously you probably watched before. You know, Tyra Banks, her modeling show. Because I'm gonna ask you this, man. Because I try to dib and dabble in a little bit of everything, so I can know a little bit of everything about a little bit of nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, just seeing the different types of competitions and stuff that's out there for models and the different types of it's a lot of competition, man. And it's a real life competition. And with that competition, do you feel it's oversaturated? Because I know, like, in the music industry, like, certain DJs or, you know, rappers, or sometimes it may be, it's like, man, it's oversaturated. You know what I'm saying? So is it oversaturated modeling? Is the modeling business oversaturated, do you think, or?
I mean, there's a lot of, everybody wants to be a model. Everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to do it. But it's all about, to me, the people who actually put in the work to do it and have the actual talent to do it, you know. So I'd say everything pretty much is, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, she included everything in our answer, so I just say okay. All right. I'm trying, y'all. It's hard. She's answering those questions. She's answering the norm questions. You know, so she did. It's okay to talk a little bit. You know, so it's okay to be open. Yeah. You know, what I'm saying? Even though, and still be professional, you know what I mean? You know, you can do it. It's okay. Yeah, I'm going to get you. This is Nothing Nice Radio. I could do that. I could say that. But in all, she's just like, man, I don't know what you're about to ask me next, so I got to be prepared. I got to hold it together. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. So let me ask you this. What are your pet peeves when it comes to business in general? Because I like to ask people that, I know you already heard what you said, people are unprofessional, guys trying to talk to you, people trying to talk to you. What are your other pet peeves that you really can't stand?
Oh, well, that's really the main thing. I don't really have a lot of pet peeves as far as that goes. As long as they stay professional and, you know, about their work and stuff like that, I don't really have any pet peeves. So I'm very easy to work with.
Oh, okay. Easy going. Okay. All right. I'm trying to pull something out of you. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to be nothing nice, man, but she's been professional. She's answering on point answers. So I'm like, all right. Well, can you give out your booking information for all and everything that you do?
My email is carolina910rodriguez@icloud.com. And that's the main thing that I use. I'm not going to put my phone number. So.
I wouldn't expect you to. Yeah. I would not, unless you're going to get you a Google voice number. That'd be the only way. Yeah, because while you said that, thank you for sparking that in me real quick, because I always say this. Everybody that's tuning in right now, the people that I have on my call, this is not a dating service. This is for people who are trying to be successful, you know, trying to succeed in life and try to do bigger, better things. So please do not call these artists, models, activists, kids on here on a call and talk anything but business, and please have your paperwork together. Thank you very much. Yeah. This has been DJ Nothing Nice on that. Yeah, so I have to say that real quick, you know what I'm saying, yeah, for real, I have to, man, because people are like, oh, yeah, what was that? I'm like, listen, you got the money? Because when you know what I'm saying, you got to, listen, I'm going to tell everybody real quick, listen, y'all know me by now, you know what I mean, y'all know I'm straight to the point, real with it, humble dude, even on Periscope, I know y'all seeing me, but when it comes to business, man, especially it's about to be 2016, man, let's really handle business, man, get your paperwork together, get your money straight, no excuses, just here you go, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, matter of fact, let me say like this, treat it like it was an electric bill about to get cut off, okay, when you talk to people, how about that? See, that's how serious it is, you know what I'm saying? Now, Caroline, if I'm being too, you know, over, you know what I'm saying, let me know, but, you know, you could let people know too, it's okay, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, sometimes people gotta hear that, you know what I'm saying, because it's all about business,
right?
You know what I mean, at the end of the day. So, is there anything else that you want to talk about? Because I can't put nothing out of you right now at all.
There's nothing I can think of.
All right, well, I'll just say this then. It was definitely a pleasure having you on, and much success to you guys over there. And tell your husband, yeah, I think you know, Carolina's going to do it, you know. We'll see, because my Giants is not doing it, so, yes. But it is. I'm messing with it. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice right here. Nothing Nice Radio, man. Once again, appreciate everybody that always tunes in and listens to knowledge that's on the phone. Man, make sure y'all stay consistent, stay committed, have communication. Shout out to all my sponsors, man. Good Times, MP3Wax.com, Nothing Nice Productions, LLC, LL Films, and Productions, LLC, everybody, man. DDCNT, because I sure love y'all, man. Appreciate it. Make sure y'all go to MakingItMagazine.com and sign up for that newsletter, because there's a lot of things that's for you artists out there. You know, right now they're giving away a $3,500 package if you can kill the beat. You know what I'm saying? So there's by another producer out there, y'all. So don't forget about that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go MakingItMagazine.com, MakingItMag.com. You know what I'm saying? Your number one source in Atlanta. So if you want to get in the Atlanta market, there you go. That'll be good for you. You feel me? But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. We out of here, man. Stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication in anything and everything that you do. Peace.